The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yisrael Baruch Tursky and has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. For halachic wills and estates or other inyana yerusha, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Erevin Daf Samach Tes. We've seen in the perek the din of Yisrael and the din of Anachri insofar as Erevin is concerned. A Yisrael, his dira is a dira min hadin, and the way to be matter his dira is either with bittul rishos or with erev. A nachri, his dira is not a dira min hadin, and therefore he does not aser biyachid, which means that if there's only one other Yisrael and this nachri comes along, the nachri does not aser on the Yisrael. It's only when you have two yidden together that when the nachri comes in, he asers. He does not aser biyachid, and that's because his dira is not a dira min hadin. Now, in a case where his dira does aser, because there are two Yisraelim, so what does it take to be matir? He does not have bittul, he does not have eruv. His only recourse is with tchiris rishos. That's a Yisrael. Yisrael's dira min adin, he has bittul, he has eruv. A nochri, his dira is not a dira min adin, and therefore he does not aser biyochid, he does not have bittul, he does not have eruv, all he has is tchiris. This sugya focuses on tzduki. What is the status of a tzduki? And la halacha, we say tzaduki is not like a nachri. He's like a Yisrael. His dira is a dira min adin, and therefore he asks biyachid. If a Yisrael is living by himself and along comes the tzaduki, he will ask her even though there's no two Yisraelim. There's only one Yisrael on the tzaduki, he will ask her because the dira is a dira min adin. And he has bittul rishus. If he tries to be matir his rishus, he could be matir al day bittul. However, the Rambam says, and as I pask in the Shulchan Aruch and Simen Shin Pehei, that even though he's like Yisrael and he has bittul, Erev he does not have. Erev is reserved for those who are Moide B'Teiris Erev. They go along with the concept of Erev, and Tzedukim are Koy from B'Teiris Sheval Peh, Koy from B'Divri Chachomim, and they do not have a Chelik in Erev. We can find support for the Shitas HaRambam from the incident with Rabban Gamliel. The tzduki of Rabban Gamliel, according to Rabban Meir, had bittul rishus. He was like a Yisrael. Nonetheless, they were very concerned that the bittul rishus would be undone, even though the tzduki was willing to accommodate them to make the bittul rishus. But if he would later carry out into the mavui, the bittul rishus would be undone. If all he needed to be was to be mezakeh him in the erev, that would have been the most straightforward etzah. From the fact that they were restricted to bittul rishus, it seems like erev would not help, as the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch say. Let's proceed to discuss the halachic status of various other types of people. What is the status of someone who went off the derech? He's no longer shomer Torah mitzvahs. He's a mishumet l'chol ha'Torah kula l'teyavim. Interestingly enough, this case is not discussed explicitly in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch discusses a mumel l'chal ha'Shabbos b'fahesia, an oibed avodah zorah, but someone who's not mechal l'Shabbos b'fahesia, and he's not oibed avodah zorah, he's just not shomer Torah mitzvahs in general, is not discussed explicitly. Nonetheless, one can derive the halacha from what the Mishneh Berurah and the Gra. They say the reason for the Mechal Shabbos b'fahesia is because he gets the status of Mumel L'chol HaTorah. Now someone who is a Mumel L'chol HaTorah would obviously have that same status of a Mumel L'chol Shabbos b'fahesia. And that is, he's like a guy. He does not have Eruv, he does not have Bittul. This applies even though he's only Oiver Averis Bitsina. By Chilul Shabbos, we find a difference between Mechal Shabbos b'Farasya or Bitsina. But by Avodah Zorah, it says explicitly that even if he's only Oiver Avodah Zorah Bitsina, he already has a din of a Meshumad. We see in Nesugya that Avodah Zorah is Chomer because it's Shakul Keneged Kol HaTorah. Rashi brings down the Ftap Rashi on Amid Beis, the Pasuk of Chisishku V'Leisastu is called Mitzvah Soeila, and the Pasuk is talking about Avodah Galilah, and someone who deems Avodah Zorah is like he's over on all of the mitzvahs. So here we're talking about someone who is over on all of the mitzvahs, so even though it's Bitsina, he would have it in like a Meshumah D'Chol HaTorah Kula, that it's like a Goy. You can have people who in general are not Shomer Torah mitzvahs, but there will be some things that they'll keep. Yom Kippur they won't eat. They'll make a Leil Seder. Is that enough? So there's a Prima Godim in Siv Seidas, and in Beis, Siv Kotten Yudzayin, and Yeredeya. B'Shem Desimla Chadosha, who says that Rubai Kekula, if someone doesn't keep most of the Torah, he also has the status of Meshumet L'chol HaTorah Kula. Therefore, such a person would not have Erev, would not have Bittul, and one would only have to do Schiris Rishus. There is a halacha discussed in the Poiskim. If you have a Yisroel, who is Chayte? Aval Pisha Chata Yisroel, who? He's still a Yisrael, but he's a Choyte. And we give him the status of a Goy. His Shechita is not a Shechita, and he doesn't have Erev, he doesn't have Bittel. What will be the Halacha if he's Darbi Yechidi? The Sayyid is a Yisrael who's living by himself without another Yisrael there, and a Tzeduki or a Mishum L'chol HaTorah Kula moves in next door. If it would be a regular Nachri, the Halacha would be he doesn't need to do anything. He doesn't need Erev, he doesn't need Bittel, he doesn't need Tchiris. He's a Yachid B'makam Nachri. And this Yisrael, we're giving him the status of a Nachri. So there's room to say, if he's like a Nachri, so he doesn't answer. Rabbi Kveiger, in Simon Shin Pei Hesiv Gimel, brings from the Eben HaOizer, on Daf Samaches, Amid Beis, and Erevin, that we cannot be lenient with that. When we say that a Yisrael is like a Nachri, it's only to be Machmer, we give him the Chumra of a Nachri, that he doesn't help the Erev, it doesn't help the Bittel, and he has to do Schiris Rishos. But we're not going to give him the Kul of a Nachri, to say that he doesn't ask to be Yachid. This much he does say, that if he is also only be Yachid, so then we can give him a din of a Bittel. Why is that? Because Mimanashach. If we did him, treat him like a Nachri, so he doesn't ask to be Yachid. So why are we coming to Aser? Because we're giving him the Chumrah of Yisrael. If we're treating him like a Yisrael, then we have to give him Bittel as well. The Korban is Sanon and Sivkot Mem brings this same idea from the Yad Eliyahu also, that when we say a Yisrael has a din like a Nachri, it's only to be Machmir, but we cannot be Mekel to say that he won't ask to be Yachid. The Korban Esanel disagrees with the Yad Eliyahu. He holds that no, that once we give him a status of a Goy, that's even to be lenient, and he won't ask to be Yachid. He brings from the Rebbeinu Yeruchim, who says just that. Lemaisa, the Chazanish in Simon Peizayin Sivkot Yud Aleph, he brings the Korban Esanel, and he goes with him, Lemaisa Lahokel, and he brings a raya to this from the Tosfos in the beginning of the Perek. Tosfos discusses the Shita of Reb Lezer ben Yaakov that a Nachri and a Kusi do not ask to be Yachid. It's mashma in the Tosfos that whether Reb Lezer ben Yaakov holds Kusim Geri Emes or Geri Aroyos is up in the air. It could very well be that Reb Lezer ben Yaakov holds Geri Emes, saying they are true Gerim, their Kedushin is Kedushin, and nonetheless, when it comes to Erevin, if we confer upon them a status of a Nachri, he will not ask to be Yachid. Furthermore, later on in the Tosfos, where he discusses that a Kusi, even though his Dira is not Menadin, he is included in the Isser of a Goisha Miyulmad Mimasav, Tosfos mentions Stuki as well. Stuki is certainly like a Yisrael, his Kedushin is a Kedushin. Afal Pikain is Mashma, that his Dira is also not a Dira Menadin, once he has a status Kenachri Lenin Erevin. If that's the case, Lenin Yisrael Mumar, once we find that we confer upon him a status of Nachri L'Inyan Erevin, that would be Afilu L'Kula, that he wouldn't ask to be Yochid. So therefore, if a person is living in a duplex together with a Yid who went off the Derech, maybe the Katchila would be Kedai to be Mezakim in the Erev, but if he didn't, certainly he could be lenient to carry on Shabbos. What about a Mechal Shabbos B'Fahasya? Say that in general he is a Choy Meterah Mitzvah, he's not a Mishum L'Chol HaTorah, but Shabbos is Mechal B'Fahasya. So we see here in the Sugya that a Mechal Shabbos B'Fahasya is like a Nachri, is not Mevatel B'Shus. Generally, it wouldn't be so relevant nowadays, because today, anyone who is Mechal Shabbos B'Fahasya is not Choy Meterah Mitzvah in general also. What is more relevant are the Dinam of Mechal Shabbos B'Tina. That could happen. You could have someone who in general is Choy Meterah Mitzvah, but when it comes to Shabbos, it won't be Mechal B'Fahasya. He considers himself in general to be a Jew. But the Betzina is not so careful. Unfortunately, you could have such a type of thing today. So that's the Braisa on the Amid Beis, Yisrael Mumar, Hamisham B'Shabbat, B'Shuk, Mevatel Rishos, that if in public he is Shem B'Shabbos, so his din is like Yisrael and he does have Betel Rishos. And so says the Shulchan Aruch and Simshin Pehes of Gimel, V'meinai Mechal Elo Betzina, and if he's only Mechal Shabbos privately, Afilu Mechal Lebetzer Do'iraisa, even if he is doing Yisurim Deraisa, Hareyu Ki Yisrael, his status is like Yisrael or Mevatel Rishos, and he may be Mevatel Rishos. From the fact that the Shulchan Aruch says Mevatel Rishos, it would seem that a Bittel Rishos he has, but Erev he wouldn't have, just like we saw by the Tzuki. The Tzuki has Bittel Rishos, he's Ki Yisrael, but since it's Eina Moide Betardis Erev, he doesn't have Erev. So Mechal Shabbos Bitzina, so he's not Shem Shabbos, he's Mechal Shabbos. He's still Ki Yisrael because he wouldn't do it publicly. But his Eina Moide Betardis Erev, he doesn't have Erev. Similarly, we saw earlier from the Rebbe Kiva Eger, he was of the opinion that you could have sometimes a Mechal Shabbos B'Fahasya, and we'll treat him like a Yisrael. For example, if he's B'Yachid, and we treat him like a Yisrael L'Chumra, so he says there that he could be Mevatel Rishos. Again, he only mentions Bittel Rishos, because even if he's Ki Yisrael, but Al Kalpanim is not a Moide B'Torah Seiruv. That's what will L'Chorda be Mashma. However, the Chazon Ish in Siman Pei Zayin Sifkot Nit Gimel says explicitly, "Ulo Mechal LeShabbos Bitzina LeTeyovin Mahani Erev," that for a Mechal LeShabbos Bitzina, Erev does help. In his opinion, then, we would have to draw a distinction. A Tzeduki, he doesn't hold of Erev. That means that if you ask him, is there any reason to do Erev, he doesn't hold, say no. He doesn't agree with the whole concept. Whereas the Yisrael, that's Mechal Shabbos Bitzina, he'll tell you, yeah, certainly that's the right thing to do, but he's not holding it by keeping Shabbos, he's not holding it by that. So he still would be considered a Moed B'Torah Erev. What's the status of a non-believer? Say socially he's Shoyim Torah Mitzvahs, because that's how he was brought up. But he doesn't believe it. He doesn't believe in Hashem. He doesn't believe in his Torah. What would be his status? Says the Chazon Ish in Siman Pei Zayin Sifkot Yud Gimel, "Ulebilti ma'aminim," to those who do not believe, "afim eina mechala leShabbos b'farhesia," even if they are not mechala Shabbos b'farhesia, "mikol makoim," nonetheless, "dinon kemumar," their status is like a mumar, like a meshumet. Nonetheless, we do find by Tzedukim, Rashi tells us that Tzedukim are not ma'aminim b'teira sheba'al peh, and his status is not like a meshumet. He does aser biyochid, and he does have bittul rishus. Furthermore, the Chazon Ish himself notes this point. In the previous Sifkot Yud Beis, "umehad nechleku bekusi mechal Shabbos," from the machlokes that they discuss, that kusi was mechal Shabbos, lamadnu we see the ein ma'amin b'divrei Chazal ein dinoi kemumar, that he who does not believe in the words of Chazal, he is not like a meshumet. Kevan dehu machzik b'mitzvahs mekayman, because he does fulfill the mitzvahs. It seems then that there is a distinction. If he doesn't believe in Hashem, or that he gave a Torah, so that he's a min, and he would be like a goy. But if he does believe in Hashem, and he does believe that he gave a Torah to the Yidden, he just doesn't believe in Torah Sheba'al Peh, for that he wouldn't be considered a Mishumet, and his din would be like a Yid, and he would have Bittul Rishus. Let's move on to the next case. We've seen that in general, in order to be considered a Mishumet, there are three basic ways. Either he's a Mishumet L'chol HaTorah, he doesn't keep Torah Mitzvahs, and we saw that most of the Torah mitzvahs is like all of the Torah mitzvahs, that's one way. Or he's a Mechal Shabbos b'farhesia, or he's Moedah b'avodah zarah. But if someone who doesn't keep one mitzvah, for that he doesn't become a Mishumet. However, that's all talking when he's doing it l'tayavan. He doesn't keep the mitzvah because he has a taiva, he likes nevelis, so he eats nevelis. What if somebody does avera, one avera, but he doesn't lahachis, despite the Rebbeinu Shel Olam? So that's a machlokes rishonim in Hilchas Shechita, how to paskin, if he's considered a goy or if he's not considered a goy. We paskin in Siman Beis Sefei in Shulchan Aruch Yerdeya that he does become like a goy. And the Mishnah Berurah here in Hilchas Erevin also brings it down in Siman Shempei Hesiv Katan Dalit, that someone who's over Aveira Lahachis becomes like a goy, Leinyan Erevin. But what about someone who does the Aveira, not L'Teyavon, not because he has a Taiva, but nor is he doing it despite the Rebbeinu Shel Olam? He just doesn't care. He eats Nevelis because he doesn't care one way or the other. So, the Beis Yosef in the Yerdeya Siman Beis brings a machloikas about this between the Rosh and the Ran. The Rosh holds that his Shechita is not a good Shechita, and the Ran holds that it is a good Shechita. And the Ramah, over there, paskins like the Rosh, that he has the status of a goy and his Shechita is not a good Shechita. If that's the case, it may seem that someone who eats Nevelis, not for Teyavan and not Lahachis, also, based on the Psak of the Ramah, should be like a goy, and he should not be Yochad, and he shouldn't have Bittel. However, it seems that the Psak of the Ramah, like the Rosh, is there specific to Shechita. And the reason is, because Shechita is a din, according to the Rosh, of Eine Bar Zvicha, someone who is not subject to the laws of Shechita. And the Rosh holds that who adin, not only a goy is not subject to the laws of Shechita, but even a Yidu does not subject himself to the laws of Shechita. He also has the status of Eine Bar Zvicha. In which case, someone who doesn't eat kosher, when he has the opportunity, they're both in front of him. So it's not Lahachis. But the laws of Shechita don't affect him. He doesn't care about them. So he would also be an Eine Bar Zvicha. But that's specific to Shechita and someone who's a Oichel Nevelis. But say that same person doesn't eat Nevelis. It's Shatnez. He'll wear Shatnez even though it's readily available non-Shatnez clothing. Not Lahachis, but not L'Tayavon. To say that such a person wouldn't be able to shecht, that his shechita wouldn't be a good shechita, that the Ramah doesn't say. That could be like the Ran says, he doesn't become a Mishumet L'chol HaTorah just because he did it Shaloi L'Teyavon. In which case, Einyan Einu by Erevin, who Adin L'Einyan Shechita, if someone eats Nevela, Shaloi L'Teyavon V'Loi L'Hachis, we don't care if he's a Bar Zvich or not. Right now we're dealing with his status as a Goy, as a Mishumet, to say that because he does Nevela, he does one Avera, not L'Teyavon, to become a Mishumet, that we have a Ran that says that he doesn't become a Mesumet because he does one Aveira Shalayla Haches B'Shalayla Te'oven. There is a Bir Halacha in Hilchas Tefillin similar Mites Sevalad Yibar Maschel Oy Mumar, where he discusses who is kosher to write Sefer Torah Tefillin or Mezuzis, where he makes just this point that the psak of the Rosh, that someone who's oichel nevelis loyla teyavim v'loyla haches is possible for shchita, is unique to shchita, and it's only the avera of eating nevelis and not some other avera. The Chazanish over there does argue. It still needs to be clarified exactly on which point he argues, but in any event, you have a bir halacha that says this. Till now we've been discussing the status of someone who was raised as a yid and he went off the derech. What about someone who was raised as a non-Jew, a Frayid? What is his status in Erevin? So, we're all familiar with the term of Tinik Shenishbe. It goes around. The term Tinik Shenishbe appears in Paraklal Dodl, Benegia to Karpim. Someone who was a Tinik Shenishbe, he did all sorts of Averis, and now he comes to conduct himself like a Yid. So it's a Machloikis from Amiram if he has to bring a Karpim, if he doesn't have to bring a Karpim. Aloha the Rambam passes like Rav and Shmuel, that he does have to bring a Karpim. The term Tinik Shenishba, how it's generally used, comes from a psak of a Rambam, Paragimel of Hilchas Mamrim. The Rambam is discussing the status of a min, that's Mayridin Vilaymalin. Says the Rambam, Bamedvorim Amurim, when do we say to apply a halacha of Mayridin Vilaymalin, Be'isha Kofar B'Torah Shabalpeh, Imachshavtoi, Ubidvorim Shinirloi? Someone who of his own decided to be Kofar in Torah Shabalpeh. V'holach achar date hakala, v'achar shviris liboy, v'kofar b'tayrish shabalpeh, t'chila, v'chein kalatayim achrov, and all of his followers. Avol, but, b'nei oysan hatoyim, the children of those errors, u'b'nei b'neihem, and their grandchildren, shidichu oysam avoysam, whose fathers misled them, v'noildu b'minus, and they were born into this, v'gidlu oysan alav, and they were raised like this, harei hein, ketinik shenishbe l'bein hagoyim, v'gidlu hagoyim aldasam shehu oynes. He's like a child who was captured amongst the Goyim and was raised by the Goyim in their religion, that he is an anus. So that's the first chiddush of the Rambam, that a tinik who was captured lebein Goyim, even though he conducts himself as a min, we do not apply the halacha of meridin v'leimalin. Furthermore, he adds that avo pisha shama achakach shahoy Yehudi, even though he later heard that he is a Jew, v'ra'a Yehudim, and he saw the Jews, v'dasam, and he sees their religion, hareu ka'ines, he's still somewhat like an oines. Sharei gidluhu al to'usam, he was raised on this error. So that's the second, that even when he learns more and he sees that there are Yidin, and he knows that he is a Yid, and he sees their religion, he's still considered like an oines. This concept, the Rambam then applies to the society who raises their children with bad values. Kach elu ha'ichzim b'dachi avoseim shetol. Similarly, these people who go in the ways of their fathers who erred, l'fichach roi lachzirim b'tshuva. Therefore, it's proper to bring them back to tshuva, b'lim shechoisim b'dachi shalom, and to draw them in peaceful ways, ad sheyachziru le'isan ha'toyro, until they come back to the Torah. Adam, a person shouldn't be too quick to apply the halacha of Meridin. So this then is the chiddush of the Rambam, which he seems to have developed in his later years, that minim and apikarsim, who are so because they were so raised, we do not apply the halacha of Meridin. The Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Ribbis takes this a step farther. The halacha in Hilchas Ribbis is that in Meshumet Lahachis, you're allowed to lend him beribbis. There are two reasons given, either because he's not mitzuva l'achyoisa, you don't have to take steps to help him out, or because of his yotzei mechalav ach, but he's not considered a brother. You're allowed to lend him beribis. You can't borrow from him beribis, because he's Yisrael and he's not allowed to lend beribis. But to lend him beribis, that he's going to pay you ribis, that you're allowed to do. So that's the halacha of a meshumid. Nonetheless, the Shulchan Aruch there says that the karoim, it is also to lend them beribis. And the reason is because they have the status, like a tinik shenishba, that he also is like a Yisrael. So here we see that not only we don't do meridin, but we even help him out, it's mitzvah l'achyoisoi. In the Chazanish we see even a step further, that if such a person will shecht, and it was a Yisrael Oymed al Gabav, and it was a check knife and everything, and he makes a shechita, his shechita was mutter, you're allowed to eat from the shechita. We don't even consider him that he's not a bar zricha. And the Chazanish elaborates a little bit in Sivkotan Yudalit and Simen Pei Zayin on the status of the Sinik Shanishba. He says, "His bechezkas shem yediuhu v'yishtadlu imoy," that they will let him know and they will make efforts. Kashir ha'yishtadlu shuroi loshuv, amount of yishtadlus of effort that one would expect that a person should come back to tshuva, lo yazed levilti shav. Then in fact he would come back to do tshuva. Amnam. However, says the Chazanish, achar she'yishtadlu imoy, if they did make efforts, and still he refuses to come back with tshuva, then in fact, dinai kemumar, he would have the full status of a mumar, and his shchita wouldn't be a shchita, and if you're dealing with aminim and apikorsim, it would be moridim v'leimailim. Bashir Harishtadlus, the amount of effort, Tolalifius Boyonis Hadayonim, Kashiyafiu Buruch Kotchen Bachroz Dinoi, that has to be decided by the judges as they are influenced by Ruach HaKodesh in the decision of his status. Ube Emes, Tzorach Lodon al Kol Ish Veish Beprat. This has to be done on a case by case basis. We cannot say one klal for all people. Each person has to be judged individually. Those whose father is separated from the ways of the tzibur who is gadol lo Torah and he was raised without Torah, dinai ki Yisrael lechol davar. His status is like a Yisrael for all matters. Venami tzarach lomed shir yidiyosoi ilechoshav mezid. And here too, one would have to assess the degree of his knowledge to see whether he would be considered a mezid. So we see from the Chazon Ish that we cannot make one rule for everyone. Each person has to be assessed. It would seem, perhaps, that one can go as follows. If the person has come to the understanding that there is a Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and he understands that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam tells us what to do when he tells us to act like Yidin, once he comes to such a Havana and he remains in his ways, at that point he would be considered a Mezid, a Mumar. The difficult part is that it would seem that even if he doesn't come to that understanding, but there's been enough effort made that he should have come to the understanding, and he's not understanding because he doesn't want to understand. It would seem from the Chazon Ish that too is considered like a mezid. Say we come to the conclusion on a given individual that he does have the status of an oinus. Says the Chazon Ish, at that point, zoichin eruv avuroi. So much he has a din like a Yisrael that you could even grant him an eruv. He has a chelek to be matir be'eruv. If you recall earlier, the Chazon Ish said the same thing by Michal Shabbos Betzina. Also that he could be matir alidei eruv. There we explained it because if you ask him, he'll agree that there's a concept of eruv and that's the way things should be done. He's not holding by this. However, this person here, who is a tzinik shenishba, he is an oinus, he doesn't agree altogether that there's a concept of Eruv. He doesn't hold of Shabbos, he doesn't hold of a lot of bigger things than Eruv. And Aval Pekein, the Chazon Ish is saying here too, that he has the ability to be Matir al Yedei Eruv. This is a much bigger Chiddush than we saw by Michal Shabbos Betzina. Furthermore, it would appear that the Beis Yosef and the Shulchan Aruch did not hold like the Chazon Ish on this point. Because the Beis Yosef explains that the Tzedukim, they are also have the status of Tinik Shenishba. And nonetheless, the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch say explicitly that the Tzedukim do not have Erev. So it would seem that they did not hold like the Chazon Ish. I just want to add one Ha'ara. We have a city Erev, and the way we're matter the Rishus of the Goy is by doing Schiris Rishus Min Asar that works Midin Schiris Lekitoi. Or Midin Matil Eslukei. If amongst the population there are Fry Yidin, and one of these Fry Yidin, even one, is a true Oinus, he's a person that he didn't have the opportunity to understand. He wasn't explained that there's a God, and he has to act like a Yid. So he's Taka, the Rambam's Tinik Shenishba. According to the Rambam, according to the Shulchan Aruch, he has now the status of a Yid, and his Dira is not a Dira Sa'akum. It's a Dira Yisrael that's a Saris Min Hadin. The Schiris that we make from the Sar is a Schiris Ru'uah. Can a Schiris Ru'uah help to be Matir? A Rishus of Yisrael, a Dira Yisrael that's a Dira Min Hadin, the Chazon Ish says it wouldn't work. Mishkanes Yankev also holds that it wouldn't work. But even if we should say that Schiris Ru'uah, it will work even for Rishus of Yisrael, for Adiris Yisrael. But we don't do a regular Schiris Ru'uah. We do Schiris Menasar, and that's based on the Rivash. The Rivash himself says that the reason why he's able to rely on Schiris Menasar is because he's dealing with Diris Akum, that's Ein Adira Min Adin. But Adiris Yisrael as Dira Min Adin, it seems he would not have relied on the Schiris Menasar. So according to the Chazon Ish, it's okay. We're Zoicha for him in Erev, and that's how we're Matir his Rishus. But according to what's mashma from the Beis Yosef and the Shulchan Aruch, that a Tinik Shanishba does not have a Koyach of Erev. So then the Erev wouldn't help. The Schiris, like we saw earlier, also wouldn't help. So the only Eitzah would be Bittel, and there's no way that he's doing Bittel. So this is a Ha'ara. We have to understand how to deal with the issue in larger Erevin of the Fry Yidin.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.